Well, a student I know just recently was given a great grace in her life. I share this story with you. She was living in a really terrible situation, a house that she'd been invited to join when she came to WVU by some friends. It turned out to be this crazy party house, really bad kind of situation for her to be in. And she prayed and she worked and she suffered through it and just recently was able to get out of that lease into another place just by herself with the hopes of maybe gathering a couple other of the good Catholic young women to join her at some point. Beautiful, beautiful story. But it was a lot of suffering and work. And, you know, she was sharing this journey with us and we were praying for her. And finally, she's been relieved, this great suffering of being in this crazy party house. You wonder, like, why? Why does God allow us to have to work and suffer so hard to be freed from things that are just bad? You know, like living in a situation where you're just surrounded by sin. You know, or like in the gospel and Old Testament reading, like leprosy. Why does God allow people to struggle and wrestle with those things? And then that to have to work to be freed from it. Because you notice, like just like the student I mentioned, she wasn't just like liberated all of a sudden. She had to work at it. And so too, Naaman and the 10 lepers, like they were suffering from an evil. Like, God, what's going on here? And then they have to go work to be freed from it. It's like, Lord, couldn't you just have taken this away without me having to, you know, go through all this issue with the lease and finding a new place, or like having to go down to the river and wash 7 times like Naaman, or having to go and see the priests? Like, well, can't you just take care of this right now, Lord? Why do I have to cooperate with you to bring this about? And well, the answer is, like, you're never more grateful for something than if you had put your blood and sweat and tears into that. The Lord, you see, chooses to let us cooperate with him in bringing about good and a freedom from evil in this world because it generates gratefulness in our hearts. And this is a fascinating example where it's pretty clear to see God bringing good out of evil in this world that's fallen. Because you see, we're creatures of free will. And so we have this ability to choose good or evil, you know, all of our own accord. But we're also fallen with sin. So we have this unnatural tendency to choose what's evil. We have to be careful. We have to be detached from the things of this earth and not follow those earthly pleasures or get too wrapped up in them. And so God, in this fallen world, has developed this incredible plan for salvation where he invites us in our freedom to cooperate with him. He won't do it all for us because he knows, well, we have free will. We have to take part. If we don't say yes, then, you know, that's a rejection of God. And we won't end up in heaven. We won't actually be with him in love. And so he invites us, even when we're suffering from evil, even when we're just in a bad situation, you know, in our housing situation, with our health, whatever we're suffering with, he says, work with me on this. Let that action you take be your yes to me, to what's good. And then we really become grateful as a result. You think of maybe some project you've worked really hard on, how much you care about it, how grateful you are, versus something we're just given. You know, if God just, you know, answered every one of our prayers, like, oh, God, can you take care of this? Take care of that problem in my life? Take care of this? And he just poofs and takes care of it all. We wouldn't really be that grateful. I think of a family member of mine who has totaled like 3 cars now. Every time he totals a car, everyone's like, oh, are you okay? We'll buy you another car. You gotta, at some point, when someone has a problem, let them suffer from it. And the Lord, in a way, he takes advantage of that reality that we need to take part in making ourselves better. Otherwise, we won't actually be better. We gotta put that work in. Even when we're suffering, and in some sense, we're like, Lord, why are you allowing this to happen to me? Well, it's complicated. Work with me. And it's good. And we all struggle with this. You know, thank goodness leprosy is not a problem these days. Certainly living in a house with like spiritual lepers is, you know, but most of us, I think the struggles we have are being free from those spiritual evils in our life. We don't like to work with God. We'd rather him do it for us. We have this mentality like, can't you just give me some sort of a pill I can take, Lord, to get rid of this problem? Just think about your own prayer life. Like, how many of you here find it just every morning you wake up an hour before your first responsibility because you're so excited to pray? Not even me. So many mornings I wake up like, oh, Lord, why do I have to cooperate with you in bringing grace into my life? Why do I have to take time and effort out of my day to pray? Can't you just, I don't know, like, Lord, come, Lord Jesus, and then fill me up? No, it takes work. How many of us are unwilling even to spend 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes at night with the Lord consistently? Because even that seems too hard. But we've got to. You really have to. If anyone in here is like, yeah, Father, that's me. I still don't take that time to pray. Well, you're not going to be healed. Just know that. Let that truth settle in. Like, if I don't take that time to cooperate with God's grace, I'm not going to be healed. And you can think like, well, that's not fair. God's all powerful. Why do I have to do anything? Well, hopefully something I said before maybe helps that become more clear. Like, we have freedom. We have to choose. Like, we're not robots just depending on programming. In that case, God could just program us to pray and we'd be fine. But we have freedom, and he respects it. And we have to cooperate with him. That's the biggest area, I think, where we make the mistake of not being like Naaman, not being like this student who fought bravely to be free from this crazy party house. We don't act like the 10 lepers Jesus meets who go faithfully to their location. They obey him. We're disobedient so often. Like, Lord, I don't want to be healed. I mean, I do, but I don't want to put the work into it. Another area, you know, is a confession. Like, a lot of times, like, Father, why do I have to confess my sins to a priest? Can't I just do that in the cozy little chair in my living room, me and the Lord? Well, you know, that's important. We should do that every day. But something happens when we use our free will and put effort, schedule it in, make that sacrifice of sitting in a long line. We have lots of confessions here. It's great. Something happens. Like, it changes our hearts. We're able to be grateful. We're able to receive more grace when we put that effort and cooperate with the Lord. I think some of the biggest ones that are, like, harder than to have mentioned even is people I've met who feel like they're called to become Catholic. And then I tell them, like, great, join RCIA. Come to an hour and a half meeting for 8 months. Every week. What? Father, I have to do all that work. I have to give up all that time. I have to learn all this stuff, read these things. Why? Why can't I just go up to an altar call, you know, and be saved right there? Other churches do that, Father. Can't we do that here? No. You got to put work in. You won't be grateful. You won't receive nearly as much grace. Now, coming to an altar, confessing your sins, saying, I love you, Jesus. Beautiful. No? Hopefully every day we confess our sins and say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Come deeper into my heart. But some things take a lot more work. And it requires that work for our freedom to truly choose the Lord. Another one is a tough one. People who've been in a tough marriage, chosen to separate, and are discerning, like, am I bound by this marriage? Or maybe was there something missing, and I might not be bound. This might not be a valid marriage. The annulment process takes some time. A lot of digging back into our past, thinking carefully, praying, filling out paperwork. So many people are unwilling to do that. They're like, I'd love to be healed. I'd love to have some clarity in how to discern the future of my life. But I'm just not willing to cooperate with the Lord in doing all this work. And how sad that is. We encourage everyone. If anyone here is in that situation, it's like, we will help you. It takes time, but do you want to live with leprosy, you know? Or do you want to be free from it? Jesus says, go to the river, wash yourself. And whether it's needing to pray more, needing to put that effort in a confession, maybe if you're called to be Catholic and you're like, I don't want to make that sacrifice, or maybe if there's an annulment that needs to be done, answer the Lord's call, whatever it is. Because when we use our freedom, even when it's hard, something changes in us. We're able to receive His grace in a totally new way. We appreciate it. And that gratefulness that the Lord desires from us is made possible anytime in our free will we work with the Lord.